It's National Flag Day in Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky attended a ceremony to honor the symbol of the fight against the invasion. Cities across the east and south have been occupied by Russia. Ukraine is fighting to get them back.
We will never recognize someone's colors on our land and in our sky. We're always ready to defend our blue and yellow flag. I ask now to commemorate heroes who gave their lives for those colors with a moment of silence.
Ukraine is also marking 31 years of independence from Soviet rule. The government has displayed Russian tanks and armored vehicles that have been destroyed during the past 6 months. Ukrainian officials say Moscow had been hoping to hold a military parade in central Kyiv to celebrate its victory. But this is what they got instead. Vera Baklan is confident her country will prevail.
We pray every single moment for the war to be over. We believe in our army and we're sure it's going to be over with our victory, but it just depends on the time.
Ukraine is on high alert. President Zelensky says Vladimir Putin is plotting fresh assaults, and U.S. intelligence agencies have warned Russia may be planning strikes against government buildings or civilian infrastructure.
Kyiv is far from the front line and has only rarely been hit by Russian missiles since Ukrainian forces managed to push Russian soldiers out of the city back in March. But authorities are cautious. They're banning public gatherings and are asking people to take the air raid sirens very seriously.
Since February, thousands of people have been displaced, injured and killed. Bucha is a reminder of the atrocities Russian forces committed in their attempt to take the capital. Father Andriy says he's still helping to bury the remains found in mass graves across the town.
I think that neither I nor anyone who lives in Ukraine who witnessed the war can understand what happened. For now, we are surviving on adrenaline. But after everything that's happened, I'm worried that the aftermath will last decades.
6 months on, Ukrainians are fighting for survival against an enemy that is unwilling to retreat. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.